The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. The Union for Contemporary Arts has announced the Populous Fund, and through generous support of the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, they are literally reaching out at a grassroots level to artists across Nebraska. With me, the communications director, Patrick Minnelli. Patrick, thank you so much for joining me today.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Can you give us some details here on these 95 grants worth $1,000 each and how this works?
So Populous Fund is a re-granting initiative that is made possible by the Andy Warhol Foundation for Visual Arts, like you mentioned. And the program is part of their larger regional re-granting program. This year, they doubled the number of American cities to 32. And for this inaugural grant cycle, the grant funds have been designated as unrestricted emergency funds. So we do have 95 grants, each of $1,000 each, that are open to visual artists living within 75 miles of the Omaha Metro, which does include Lincoln and Council Bluffs, and those funds are unrestricted. Artists can use them for however they may need to accommodate really the impact that this year has had on them.
Things like medical bills, rent, debts, food, anything like that, correct?
Anything like that, yeah. And unlike many artist grant fundings, this fund is strictly a weighted lottery, so it's not really a measurement of the quality of an artist's work. Each person that enters and submits an application will be entered once, but there is also a list of several extenuating circumstances that are taken into consideration, basically risk factors that would put someone at an increased financial need.
Could you just give me a general example of what one of those risk or a couple of those risk factors would be?
For sure. So things like a lack of a financial safety net, chronic illness, unmanageable debt, single parenthood, anything that would really compound the financial impact that so many people have felt this year, and they're basically an undue burden on artists.
How has the response been from the artistic community?
It's been great. So one thing to consider is that there are four lottery drawings, and our first drawing was last Friday, and we had a huge response. Lots of applications for that first round. And the cool thing is that once you apply, your name remains in the hat. So the subsequent drawings are going to be on November 5th, November 20th, and December 4th. Everyone who has applied already there and was not selected on the first drawing will remain in through the subsequent drawings.
And how does one apply?
If you go to our website, which is u-ca.org, there's a link at the very top. We have done all we can to make the application process also as simple as possible. Often when artists are applying for grants, there's a lot of writing to do, a lot of materials to pull together. We didn't want that to be the case this time. Also, these funds have to be distributed by the end of this year, so applications need to turn around quickly. Go to uca.org. The application link is right at the top, and it's a short fill out, and hit submit.
In all your time working in the artistic community, have you ever seen an emergency grant come up like this, unrestricted regarding the use of the funds, really at 95 grants of $1,000 each, a rather generous funding, if you will. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
It's really rare. You know, sometimes you will see funding that is relatively unrestricted for artist projects, but the monies are still very directly tied to creative work. So a circumstance like this, which is really considering the lived experience that many artists are having right now, is really powerful, I think.
The Union for Contemporary Art does more than just hand out grants to folks. Can you talk about the mission of the organization a little bit?
Sure. Our mission is to strengthen the cultural and social landscape of our community by using the arts as a vehicle to inspire positive social change, which means basically that we have kind of dual missions. One is supporting working, emerging, and developing artists in the Omaha area. The other is supporting our community and fostering basically a dialogue between artists and the community itself. So all of our work is really has one foot rooted in the work of artists and believing in the power of that, and the other is in community and finding a way to bridge the work of artists and real and concrete social change in our community.
How has the community embraced the union?
I think one way that our work has been really pretty profoundly embraced is projects that connect art and a larger conversation to the community in a very particular way. I'm thinking of plays that have happened in our small theater that are rooted in narratives of the North Omaha community. I'm also thinking of our Undesigned the Redline exhibit, which has been up for more than a year now, which talks about the legacy of redlining and housing discrimination nationwide, but also roots it in the history of Omaha and really explores the way that those legacies continue to impact the community and opens the door for a conversation about how they can be changed and reimagined.
If you're looking for information on the Populist Fund or the Union for Contemporary Art, you can go to the website u-ca.org or u-ca.org. The choice is yours. Patrick Minnelli is the Communications Director. He has joined me today, and I am grateful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.